Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor of First Christian Conroe. Welcome to my midweek podcast. It is Wednesday, July the 1st when I'm recording this. It's hard to believe that it's been 3.5 months since we entered this pandemic. And my friends, it does not seem to be getting better. We must get better at behaving ourselves as a nation, wearing masks and keeping socially separate and just not being in crowds. We can do this if we put our minds to it. Well, I want to wish you a happy coming 4th of July. We celebrate that holiday this Saturday, but it will be a 4th of July unlike we've had recently. I don't know what your plans are. Ours are to stay home and to cook hot dogs out on the grill. Today, Wednesday, we had a food pantry that was the biggest one we've had yet. I am glad that we are able to do that, but I'm sorry that circumstances have made it so that so many people are in so much need. Monica and her crew of over 30 volunteers fed 153 families today. That's 600 people, including over 286 kids. I wish we didn't have to, but I'm so glad that we can be a support for that many in our community. Freedom. That's the word for today. Freedom. We celebrate it this July 4th when we declared our independence. It's enshrined on the monument Lady Liberty. You know, the Statue of Liberty was dedicated in 1886. And we all know the words, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free." But have you ever heard all of the sonnet that is on Lady Liberty's base? It was written by Emma Lazarus, a very well-known poet of the era. She was active in Jewish causes throughout America and the rest of the world. Listen to these words as we have our thoughts and prayers on our nation at this point. "Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land, here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand world-wide welcome glows. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep, ancient land, your storied pomp," cries she with silent lips. "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest lost, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." Those words welcomed all of the new immigrants coming to our shores seeking a better land. In our own family, Mary Louise's grandparents were but small children when her family immigrated from Sicily. In fact, they came as the De La Corte family from Sicily. But when they got to America and to Ellis Island, so the story goes, an immigration official shortened their name from De La Corte to Court. So the De La Cortes of Sicily were to become the Court family of Stafford, Texas. I am so glad they found their way here. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom is enshrined in our founding documents, is it not? in the Declaration. Freedom is the centerpiece. However, the economy of many of the early colonies to become states depended on the labor of enslaved Africans. You know, women in America couldn't vote until 1920. We were certainly not the first country to have women's suffrage rights. I believe that freedom also means that people have equal opportunity to live fulfilled lives. If that is the case, then we are still not a truly free nation. There is so much going on in our land today that has to do with freedom. A large portion of our population is not truly free because they do not have the opportunity to get a good education, to get good jobs, to live where they choose to live still in this day. And so until we truly, truly have equal opportunity in our land, we will not have true freedom. Freedom is about elections. It's about making your vote heard, but it's also about making our hearts right. This Sunday in my sermon, the basis will be the scripture, "For freedom's sake, Christ has set us free. Let's come together and celebrate freedom." I want to invite you to worship this Sunday. We voted last Sunday to keep live worship going, but you know, we have not behaved ourselves yet as a nation, and the pandemic is headed in the wrong direction. At some point, we may have to revisit that decision to keep live worship going. But until then, I look forward to greeting you in worship. Wear those masks. Stay 6 feet apart. Love each other from a safe distance. I'll see you soon. God bless.